in a nutshell, social Darwinism is the theory that the strong will prevail and the weak will die off, and consequently you will have a better society because it will strengthen society. The natural outgrowth of market capitalism and competition and economic self-interest is obviously that some of the producers succeed and some of the producers fail. The strength of this system is that by having competition and by weeding out the weak, you have a stronger producer, you have a stronger product, you have a more efficient society. So consequently, what do you get? You have the competition of making cell phones produces better cell phones. It produces a higher quality cell phone and a cheaper cell phone so that in the end, the consumer has a better product. That is the final product of competition. Well, if you apply this same notion to society in a market capitalist society without any government regulation, then you would have social Darwinism. And the social Darwinism is the idea that the strong survive and the weak fail. And in an economic sense, that can be a good thing when you're talking about products. But when you're talking about people, it can be a dangerous thing. The idea that in sciences, the idea of evolution, that the strong species live and the weak species die off and consequently have a higher level of species. When you apply that into the social economic arena, that means then you're going to have winners and losers. It means you're going to have wealthy and poor. It means you're going to have people fall through the cracks, and the cracks are wide in a pure market economy. Because if you don't have any government interference, if you don't have safety nets, if you don't have taxes, well, then you have giant cracks that can cause many people in society to fall through, hence social Darwinism, the strong survive and the weak fail. It is up to public policy and it is up to public interest to decide how to make a society that balances this competition and economic self-interest so you don't have the final result of social Darwinism, which would be the elimination of some so that others can become wealthy. And, you know, that is the problem with a market economy. We talked about that. The equity is the biggest weakness when you talk about a broad economic goal, because in the United States, you have a growing gap between the rich and the poor. Well, this idea of social Darwinism almost it foreshadows that. It forecasts that the strong will survive and thrive and the weak will fail. That's not a healthy thing for the weak, and it's certainly not a healthy process for an economy. You need a middle class, you need a strong middle class to grow, to purchase, to work.